haven't left home in a long time, and I've decided to leave home. Yeah, I haven't brushed my hair.
To lengthy hair again. You go through cyclical stages. I think when the winter hits, you go grizzly man.
Well, this is summer hair.
This is your summer beach hair.
Yeah, this has been summer hair. This is all natural.
It looks good. I'm still shocked you haven't gotten greys.
Got a little bit here. Anyway, that's where we'll go. I haven't gone anywhere. And we go into the Melbourne Garden Show. And I never realised all of a sudden all these old people, I'm sorry, they're boomers, everyone's got a mobile, but nobody knows how to use it.
Which is shocking to me, because they've been around for long enough now and they're such an important part of our lives, and they haven't changed software wise that much that we should be confused. But yeah, you still see people, like, I watch you with your phone sometimes, Tom, and the way you keep moving it back and forth from your face.
Yeah, but that's called being blind.
You've got glasses on.
Yeah, but I have those glasses that have like two bits. I've got ones that look close and ones that look far away.
Okay.
So you have to move the shit until it turns
into like the old red and blue 3D glasses, and you got to kind of keep moving them until you get the real immersive effect.
You know, glasses, it's a very bad thing to get old.
No, it's not fair for you to start playing that. You've still got a full head of hair and none of it's grey. So you're at the Flower Garden Show.
So we get to, and I was standing there and we're waiting for these people to take selfies.
Yeah.
And I thought, fucking millennials. I thought, you little pricks, you know, like, and I looked, no, they weren't millennials. They were boomers.
Yeah.
And I thought, when did this happen? So when did boomers having to start holding up my life so they could take selfies? And I said to her, you know what? I'm going to pretend I don't see a camera. There's no cameras in this place. I'm not standing out of the way because someone's taking a photo. If I see a space, I'm walking up and looking. So when they said to me, excuse me, we're all in a queue to take a photo, I said, this is an exhibition, not a fucking photo booth. Look, Nana with the walking frame was a bit taken back, but I think I have a right. But then I got talking to people. Then I got onto this video realm thing. So like the TikTok, I'm assuming that, but it's not from TikTok. It's from Facebook, because I only live in one realm, you know that.
Hey, you're navigating it well as a boomer. You're doing so well. I'm proud of you.
So there's a whole thing of people walk in front of influencers who are trying to do their little dances and crap, and they get so angry because someone's on the way to work or getting on a train. Someone on a train station was getting the shits because people were walking by while they were trying to film their content
in a public space.
And I thought, this is not on. This must stop.
I was in Bali and we had a similar experience. We got in a van for 2 hours to go to this waterfall. And we're so excited to swim in this waterfall and maybe take some photos, but mostly just be at the waterfall and see this beautiful thing we've seen online. Yeah. And we get there and there's an hour queue in this just little valley with the water trickling down. People were just sliding on rocks trying to line up. And we get there and this waterfall area is huge, like massive. And everyone that was in that line could have fit in there. They were all just waiting people to get their photos.
So they can get it so it's all private and nice.
Just private. Look, it's shocking to me.
I remember when I first went to Europe 15, 20 years ago sometime. Yeah, you go to the Louvre, you see the Mona Lisa, and it was the Chinese in those days all taking their photo. And I thought, there's no way I'm standing in a queue of people. So I just barge through. I'm not here for you to,
Yeah, I don't care. Like if I may annoy these people in the moment. I remember a similar thing in Nepal. We were watching the sunrise, and that was in the selfie sticks. Do you remember when they came to be?
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't see anything because of the selfie sticks. So same as you, I got my inner Tom within me, and I barged in with my phone in the air. I just started bumping into people left and right just to see if they get annoyed. They didn't get annoyed. They just started bumping me back. They were just like, this is just part of the experience.
Well, I've taught you how to do that. To get through a crowd, you growl at people. If you ask someone to move, they don't move. So you growl.
Like genuine growl,
give us a growl.
It actually makes people stop and like turn back. And then you can say, excuse me, you can get away with it. It's like a cute joke. And you move.
How is that a cute joke? The tall ginger man just barked at me, Mum. What is happening?
I don't do it to children. You do it to adults.
Yeah.
Because you can't yell at a kid in public because you're going to look bad. But I'm getting back to these old ladies selfies.
Yeah, you're at the flower show.
These old ladies, place. I want them to stay in their fucking lane. Right? Well, they're trying to learn to use their walker, spend all their children's inheritance. You know, what boomers are fucking out there doing. Stop taking selfies and or practice this shit at home.
Yeah.
Look, the men are probably good with it because those old codgers, I bet you they're taking dick pics and sending it off the nursing home. They'll be showing around going, Beryl, look at me. 5.5 inches on 2 blue pills.
Almost hard.
It's almost there.
I hate to keep doing this, but do you think it's COVID's fault? Do you think COVID has taught old people to use technology?
Oh, God, we all learned how to Zoom.
Yeah. Everyone on Zoom, true. Everyone on social media to talk to the kids because you can't go around to people's houses. services.
It probably did, you know, because they got so lonely that they finally got online to check out people's lives. So now they think
you say that, but then your initial thought was that at the flower show they were so bad at being on their phones and taking selfies. So
I just couldn't believe that it was like a whole different generation slowing me up taking selfies. So I thought, when did this happen? Like, when did boomers start getting involved in the whole selfie? You know, like, oh, look at me, I'm at the flower show.
When was it so important that we had photos? Yeah, to answer your question, I think maybe with Zooms and stuff, sure, because people for work were being told you have to buy a ring light for our meeting, otherwise you have bags under your eyes, which is just so, that was, God, it was stupid. I would hope that the world learned to use technology, because you have to these days. And if people don't know how to use technology still, that's just so dangerous for their future, because I think everything's just going to.
I took 11 photos at the flower show, but none of them were of me.
You weren't in a single one?
Not in a single one.
Why did you take those photos?
I took a photo of three people's gardens that I would like to replicate.
Okay.
And then I took photos of certain plants that I liked.
See, this makes sense.
Including roses, because I couldn't be, only because I thought, oh, that's my favorite and it reminded me of my nana. So I wanted the name of it and the picture. So I took photos, but I didn't hold anybody up. I just kind of, you know, got it out, went snap. You know, I just want everybody to remember those six plants and how they look so I can replicate that behind my swimming pool. That's why I took photos.
Yeah. Utilizing a tool for the sake of.
Correct, yeah.
Tool sake.
I stayed in my lane.
Yeah.
I didn't get around in front of people's places. I didn't muck around. I didn't have to go up to the guy who designed the garden and ask him a question. And all I really wanted to do was let the gardener tell me how right I was. You know, at my house, when I plant begonias, I always add a little bit of there. And he goes, oh, yes. And I thought, well, why the fuck did you waste that man's time? It actually made me realize I don't want to go out anymore. I hate people. People are stupid. And I only ever want to go to places as a VIP. You know, when you're allowed in without the crowds.
Yeah.
I want to do beforehand. I'll pay extra to let me in between 8 and 9 before you open. I just want to go in for 1 hour with no other tosser in front of me.
If people acted as they were supposed to, they're supposed to go and actually look at the flowers, it'd be such a nice experience. But I feel like everyone's isolated from each other, because everyone's just looking to get the photo, but they're not experiencing a flower. They're looking at this flower going, how can I get a good photo of that flower? To what purpose? But I could go around
you
in circles.
You know what? I should have taught them all to take a picture of their flower. Squat down, take a picture of your hooey, and share that fuck. That's about all people want to see. No one
different
else
wants to. Thomas.
It's all right. Probably the first time she's seen the flower for a while either, too. So.
I do get shocked.
Stay in your lane, do you think?
Why people feel the... Yeah, I agree with you. Like, why do people feel the need to post their whole lives to social media if they're not having any goal to become an influencer?
Are we overtaking photos of people's food?
Yeah.
Or is that over? Is that still a thing?
Well, I'm still mad of what you were saying before. If people have to take a photo of this beautiful thing they're seeing with themselves in it. Whereas back in the day, it was, I see a beautiful thing, I'm either going to just take it in or I'll take a photo to show other people. But now people go, I need to put the top of my head, not my chin, I'll probably cut that out. But the lower third of the photo is going to be me looking at myself in the screen, not even at the camera.
Correct. Post that. Yeah. I don't even want to see fucking Chris Hemsworth in front of a bouquet at the flower show. That's not what I'm there for. If I want to see that shit, I'll go to strippers on a float. Okay. You know, like if I want to see some hot Thor get his, you know, hammer out. Oh, that's strippers afloat. I'm at a flower show. I'm here to look at the flowers, smell the flowers. Oh, not touch the flowers. Wow, see?
That is really ironic, isn't it? That you're supposed to go to a place that, you know, life says you stop to smell the flowers, but no one's doing that at a flower show. Disappointing.
Yeah. Do you think that's because there are so many photos out there, so many photos easily accessible, that the one thing that isn't available is a photo of you at that place?
Yeah.
Like, you could find a photo of the flower show. You could find a photo of
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
But no one cares. I wanted to say to Beryl, trying to take a selfie, because she's saying, oh, it's not the right way. So someone had to come up and show her that she had the screen on reverse. So she had to hit the button. And this, I thought, oh, for God's sake. And that's what I said to Wayne. I'm going to pretend no one's got a camera. I'm just going to look at shit in life and,
so you just barge through the crowds. I really like that mindset.
Yeah. And when I knew someone was going to have a go at me, so you have your line ready and you tell them it's an exhibition, not a fucking photo booth. And then you walk through.
Just makes sense that people feel the need to capture everything they see 24/7.
Yeah.
Why is that the case? There's no more experiencing anymore.
I've got a grandson and I can't stop taking
shit. You did today, you were like, oh yeah, you got to see this. I'm thinking, oh, he's bought a motorbike. Like, this is exciting.
No.
And then it was your grandson that I've not only seen photos of before, but met in the flesh, had my own moment with. But you were like, hey, look at this. He's slightly bigger than last time.
He was eating his birthday cake on a table. Oh, that is fucking gorgeous. That is just
wow.
That is, I'm obsessed. I do remember now, I get the photo out and and I do take a photo, but I deliberately put it away.
Yeah.
Because already he's starting to notice that when that thing comes out, well, I want to look at it. What's going on there? Like,
yeah. My auntie makes a good argument for, she said, I'm one day going to forget all this. So I want to have my memories.
Okay.
And I understand that. But then I also think you're not making memories, you're just capturing them.
But once you forget, who gives a fuck? Like when you forgot that's happened, well, who?
Yeah, true. Someone's going to show you all these things of you, like your face, and be like, oh, well, there is me and there's the Colosseum, but I don't remember being there. So,
okay, so I went through all my photos and most of us look like dogs in them. Like we don't want to look at that. Like we're not looking our best. We're all pulling tarred faces or.
That's such a good point. The percentage of selfies that I take that I look at and go, wow, what a hot man, is maybe 5% of them.
So really, we don't want to document that we look that bad at that age.
Yeah.
But we do know as we get older, we look back and think, shit, I didn't look that bad when I was 20.
I think Instagram has become the new scrapbook for parents, though. I don't know how I feel about it because I really like the idea of old school scrapbooks. But I understand that it's easy to capture a whole entire kid's life until they're a teenager and play by play it. But I think, do we even need that many photos?
No, you're right.
Feels very
vague. All you need is a good once a year school photo so you can see the tard as it gets older. Like, isn't it?
I agree. Like my parents don't, there's not many photos of them as kids. There's like a couple of relics they've dug up that are dirty and faded. But
getting photos developed was expensive.
Yeah.
It was cheap to buy the film. I had hundreds of films that just never got developed and over the years they disintegrated.
Right.
I felt terrible because Jade's got about 6 books of photos. Zach's got 2 and Tegan's got about 3 plastic bags. I was really poor by the time Tegan came. And I had them all saved to get them developed. And we got a leak in the caravan once and it actually leaked on these group of photos, a lot of them were Tegan's.
I feel like parenting either goes to like one of two ways. Either the first kid gets spoilt with photos and there's lots of memories and the second goes to the wayside. Or you realise you've got no memories of the first kid and so then the second kid gets super spoiled. And I think that was my case. There's so much footage of me. And my brother, there's like a tiny bit. And it looks like I'm the golden child in the family, but I think it's just, you know.
I think it went the other way with me. I think there's tons of information about my growing up and not so much for my brothers, unfortunately. Mum's got a box full of all my schoolwork and my brothers have complained that, why didn't you keep any of our schoolwork?
None of it was.
I had so much of my children's and when we moved, they'd all left school and we all went through the box together and we kept one thing from year one. So everyone, because I had every school book they brought home, I don't know, and pictures. And most things have got dates that have, you know, Jade, year one gold or, you know, one. So we went through and we kept one thing from each and we decided as a family what we thought was cute.
We had a big conversation with Dad about that because he was moving back from Point Cook to Cairns back and forth and I said, Dad, this shouldn't be that hard. You're sounding like you've got all these things. And he's like, I do have all these things. And I said, why? It's just you. And then I get to the house and he's got boxes and boxes of everything of ours from when we were kids. I said, Dad, this is so cute. And he's like, yeah, do you want to keep some of it? I'm like, no, I don't need my grade 6 t-shirt with all these signatures on it. I'm never going to look at that and go, oh.
So would you throw that away?
Yeah, 100%. That's gone. I oddly keep uniforms from different work, but that's this really vain thing that one day when the 60 Minutes documentary team comes to my door, I can go, yeah, this is my career of shirts. It's not going to happen.
So what, you got 3?
You haven't worked in 40 years.
And okay? 2 for Maccas.
No, I got rejected from Maccas. Anywho, old people are weird and you guys need to adapt faster.
Got some stats here.
What, boomers on phones?
Well, not necessarily boomers, but it does seem like these people are dying out because I've got research from 2018 here that says there were 259 selfie deaths.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, people taking selfies like in precarious places.
Sure.
Who died in the act.
How many?
259.
Can we compare that, Andy, to shark attack deaths in a year?
Oh, that's nothing. That's like 4 or 2.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's a lot of selfie deaths. Is that per year?
Do you know what? I'm disappointed. I thought there'd be more.
Selfie deaths or shark attacks?
Think of how many selfies get taken in a day compared to how many people swim in an ocean a day. The percentages is very rare. So you got to look at that.
Yeah, okay.
See, numbers aren't just magic things. Like you've got to take this magically.
Okay, country, Tom.
So apparently each year worldwide, there are around 10 deaths attributable to shark attacks.
Okay.
150 deaths worldwide caused by falling coconuts.
What?
I didn't know a coconut was dangerous. Yeah.
How's the WA government going after the sharks? They should be going after the palm trees.
Yeah, they should be putting nets under all
the palm trees. Then the monkeys don't have anywhere to live. See, this is a tough argument, you know. Who survives? Is it the people or the monkeys or the coconuts? That's what we're getting down to the bottom of here, Tom and Mikey. So Tom's tripping out. He's like, how much did I smoke before this?
No, but I was thinking, coconuts are dangerous. But that's the council's why you can't have any tree around because it might fall on them and chop them down. Gotcha. So when you go to resorts, they have to put signs up.
Yeah, and they've got people dedicated to climbing up. I could talk about the gripe of people documenting their whole life and taking photos. It irks me beyond belief. If I go to a family event and I get tagged in a photo, I'm like, who's that serving? What was
you
that
spent
for?
Your whole life documenting your life.
I do
you
it do because every... I want to make money out of it. Everything I do online is for monetization.
That's justification. It's all right. I can chop down a tree because I'm making money from it. So you can bag something, but it's okay when you make a living.
Capitalist life, baby. Yeah.
Shitty people shouldn't be making stuff. We should leave it to the professionals like you.
No, I just think the run-of-the-mill person doesn't need a social media presence with their family plastered everywhere and them and their meals they're eating. I hate if I could just see everything that you're doing 24/7 online. And then the next time I see you, if let's say it's 6 months apart, I go, oh yeah, Tom, I know exactly what's happened in your life.
Okay, because
6 months hasn't passed because I've seen you every day online. And I am my own problem because then people come up to me and go, oh yeah, you're in that movie. And it's because I made a video about me being in some movie for a second. And I'm like, oh, I hate that people know about that. But I'm making these things, one, because I enjoy making them, but two, because yeah, I would like to leverage that account one day, that fan base I'm growing, to do a concert live and, you know, and have a crowd there. But when there's no end goal for it, I just wonder why people post these things if there's not an end goal.
Well, it is an end goal because they must be getting some self-glorification out of that. So maybe the every likes. Time someone presses a like, they get a little buzz in their private
bits. Have you had a family member say to you, hey, have you liked my new photo yet? Oh. That's the most uncomfortable thing that I've ever come across before.
So what do you say to somebody? Yeah, I'd be scared what to say to someone. Oh, I saw you were at such and such, but you didn't like my photo. Would you think of that? If someone said, oh, I saw your video, you go, hang on, but you didn't like my video.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think of that?
Not really, because I don't look at the likes feed, but I know people do that.
When I was on Gogglebox, I got good at that. Thank you very much. So remember to follow Wayne and Tom on Instagram. Mm. And that was my line straight out. And everyone's going, oh, that's really good. And it makes people follow you. Like, I'd ask for people to follow. That's wanker. Cringy.
Yeah,
that's
right?
It's
like when people come to me.
But
like,
they
want
to talk about it. And I'd say to them, oh, share the photo. You know, follow us on Wayne and Tom. And
people think it's like it means something. It's like I've had people come up that I'm friends with in real life. I've been friends for years. And like, oh, why don't you follow me on Instagram? And I'm like, what does it matter? You don't post anything. Oh, yeah, but why don't you follow me? Mm. You don't post anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why don't you follow? What is this conversation we're having currently? I post things, so you follow me.
Yeah.
You post nothing. I also don't care about your life day to day. I can call you and say, hey, did you eat a ham and cheese croissant? But I don't care about that. But you'll post it to your Instagram and I'll know about it.
Telling people to stay in their lane.
Well,
that's where we go.
So that's really, how you'd say it.
We should let content creation or selfies be taken only by the pretty people who know what the fuck they're doing. And the rest of us should just walk. I agree. No, I'm with you 100%.
I finally
convinced Mikey to go to the dark side.
Well, I hate when pretty people are like, oh, this is a lifestyle. This is a job that I'm posting photos of myself. And I'm like, let's not try and ham up things that aren't really contributing to society. If it's a vet posting photos of how I can treat this animal and how you can do it at home and it's actual information
learning,
let's ham that up. I'm not going to say what I'm posting is worthwhile to people unless it's something worthwhile. But if it's me saying I'm in a movie, that's contributing nothing to society. I'm just gloating the fact that I'm in a movie for a second. But let's not make these things seem bigger. Like models and they're like, oh yeah, I'm really adding something. No, you look gorgeous.
A model's there for a reason.
To give young, sad men
no
good time at home.
Oh, okay, no. I thought it's
just, who are you going with?
I just thought it's so clothes look pretty on the runway. Mm. I mean, that's what a model's for. And I'm not looking at the model, but I really like looking at what Dolce & Gabbana run down the runway.
Why don't
they
just
what's
have
happening
movie mannequins?
Here. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Just like a little rotisserie mannequins and the clothes just come out. That's the fashion show. And then it's all about the clothes, not the people, you know?
No, okay, I could do that.
Yeah, you like a tin mannequin?
I could do mannequins.
Andy, have you learned anything from this first extravaganza pack?
Yeah, snap your photos, move on. Go swimming with sharks.
Go swimming with sharks.
Yeah,
stand under a palm tree.
Stay away from coconuts.
I think the crowd that I'm preaching to right now to take off the selfies, I think stand under a palm tree for me. Do it for me. Don't forget to go follow Tom and Mikey on Instagram and Facebook at Tom and Mikey. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on the gossip. It only gets hotter. That's harsh. I sound so cunty this episode.
You've changed.
The year and a half that we've been gone from each other, I've become the cunty one. It's a bad look.
It's old age.
Yeah, 26 this year. That's probably that.
When did you get old?
I know, isn't it scary? Yeah.